This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mink. Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces branded by Ankara as terrorists but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against Islamic State terror group. This comes as the White House announced Sunday that U.S. troops will pull out of northern Syria as Turkey moves forward with the military offensive. The decision has led to the condemnation from Congress, clarification from the Pentagon, and fear from local allies. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
We've been in Syria for many years. You know, Syria was supposed to be a short-term hit, just a very short-term hit, and we were supposed to be in and out.
Kurdish allies, who were told the U.S. would be around to prevent Turkey from attacking, feel lied to.
The United States, as always, has betrayed us and sold us once again.
Kurdish forces have dismantled defenses in the north due to American assurances of protection. Locals now worry they'll suffer the same fate as other Syrians did in previous Turkish offensives.
People were killed, women were abducted, and a lot of people fled their homes. Turkey acted inhumanely there, and we fear that it will do the same here.
Democrats and Republicans have criticized the move. Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted, "By abandoning the Kurds, we have sent the most dangerous signal possible. America is an unreliable ally." Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is hosting Chinese President Xi Jinping for an informal summit later this week. That's according to the Indian Foreign Ministry. This is at a time when ties have become strained over the disputed region of Kashmir. Two leaders held talks in the Chinese city of Wuhan last year to help stabilize ties after a standoff. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports newly imposed U.S. sanctions on China target providers of technology that Washington believes is being used to repress Muslim ethnic minorities.
Vendors are barred from selling U.S. technology to the Chinese tech companies without government permission. The sanctions are an added strain for U.S.-Chinese relations and have caused concern about their possible impact on the global economy during a time when growth is slowing.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The White House informs the House it will not take part in the impeachment probe, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and three House chairmen saying the administration will not participate in the ongoing impeachment inquiry. In the letter, Pat Cipollone, counsel to the president, says the impeachment inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation. Along with Pelosi, recipients were Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. The letter says House Democrats are pursuing purely partisan goals and violating the Constitution. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators is urging President Trump to do more to stop hostile countries from meddling in next year's election, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The senators are endorsing recommendations in an 85-page report from the Senate Intelligence Committee about Russia's interference in 2016. It says the social media activity by a Kremlin-backed group was a vastly more complex and strategic assault on U.S. elections than first thought. A House committee, meanwhile, is crafting an election security bill that would tighten laws surrounding campaigns having to report offers of foreign aid to the FBI, banning the exchange of campaign information between candidates and foreign entities, and requiring more transparency in online political ads. A White House spokesman says the Trump administration has made election security a priority. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN says it is cash-strapped.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the money may run out by the end of this month because 64 of 193 member nations, including the U.S., have not paid their annual dues.
Entering November without enough cash to cover payrolls.
The UN says the U.S. and the 63 other nations still owe nearly $1.4 billion. Guterres says the uncertainty over funding threatens the UN mission.
Our work and our reforms are at risk.
According to the UN, the U.S., the largest contributor, owes $674 million for the 2019 regular budget and $381 million from previous budgets.
That's AP's Tim McGuire. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.